Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Mem Zayin in Maseches Nedarim. Our daf that we're going to discuss, let's see what number it is, 1080th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of making a neder on items that it's not clear are in a person's possession. We have a rule that Ein Adam Oyser Dover She'ino Shaloi, that a person cannot make something that is not in his rishus prohibited. Avimi is going to have a fascinating shaila, and that is, what happens if a person makes a neder to make something aser, and then he passes away, in the interim he passes away. So our Gemara is going to discuss those halachos of neder. Similarly, the Gemara will also talk about another type of neder that it could very well be one can not make such a neder because it is not in one's domain, and that is on a dover shalei b'le'elam, that if the item isn't entirely in existence, so then in such a case, one cannot make a neder on that item. So that will bring us to two major sugyas and shas. Again, we're dealing with Maseches Nedarim, but Nedarim funnels through many, many different sugyas or shas in testing whether neder applies on this, and neder applies on that, neder applies on treif, neder applies on the woman's belongings that belong to her husband, etc., etc. So in today's daf, we have a neder applying to dover she'ino shelo, and we test the parameters of dover she'ino shelo, as well as a dover shelo ba la'ola. Finally, our daf will conclude with a new mishnah that will begin to discuss the formulations of cheirim in terms of neder. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on the top. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Bo'i Avimi. Some of the girsos, the Russian is Psakim, has the girsa of Abaye. Bo'i Avimi or Abaye. Kenim Le'baye Zeh Shatanichnas. If a person makes a neder and says that this house that it belongs to me is usher to you to go inside, then Meis Ruvenu made the neder, then dies, or he sells it to somebody else. To understand the parameters of Avimi's Shaila, we really need to go back, as the Ran does very well on our daf, to the Mishnah, the concluding parts of the Mishnah, Memvav and Aleph. In fact, the Ran does not explain them on Memvav and Aleph, he explains them on Memzayin and Aleph. So if you're really lazy, you don't even have to turn the page. You could see on the Ran himself, 8 lines or 9 lines into the Ran on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ran says, "Ha'omer lechaveira koinim lebeischa she'ani nichnas." We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody says to his friend that I make a neder, I'm not going to walk into your house, so then the halacha is, even if his friend dies, so then, in such a case, the one who made the neder is allowed to walk into the house, because he said, lebeischa, your house. Okay. Now the Mishnah there continues, what if he says, konim bayezeh she'ani nichnas? What happens if he doesn't say your house, but he says this house? So then it doesn't make a difference who owns it, it's always going to be usher. That the Ran explains in the bowl, when summarizing our Mishnah, the distinction between those two nedarim. With that in mind, now we could go to Avimi Shaila. Let's pick up the Ran. Boi Avimi, koinim lebayizeh shatanichnas meis al mochro la'acher mahu kloimat. Nihi damrinam bimas nisan. It's true that we said in our Mishnah, the bo'emer meizeh mochro la'acher aser, that if somebody says that I am not going to go into the house, it doesn't matter. If the owner dies, that it's usur. Hani mili, but Avimi says, maybe that's only b'isar alatzmai, when he made it usur onto himself. In other words, Reuven said, I'm not going into Shimon's house. If Reuven says, I'm not going into his house, so then in such a case, he said the house in general, not that it belongs to Shimon, and therefore, even if Shimon dies, it's still going to be usur. D'matzer matzer anafshei, b'ayizet, b'ein she'e shaloi, o'ishim k'ren alacher. He can make it aser onto himself, whether it belongs to Shimon or not. But what about making onto your friend the house being aser? It's true. If Reuven, and this is Avimi Shaila, Reuven says, you, Shimon, won't be able to come into this house. So, it's true, he says this house.
Ukin muchtam masnisen. And our Mishnah said, if he says this house, then it's forever. Miulo kali many lasu kishiyatsim rishusai. But once Reuven sells it or Reuven dies, he can't make it aser onto Shimon. Davle nichse chaveray al chaveray. Because just like the halacha is that Reuven cannot make someone else's objects onto Shimon, Reuven cannot say, I make a neder, Shimon, that Yosef's objects are usher to you. Vuhu adin. So the same thing is going to apply in our case. We'll continue with the Ran's Hu Adin shortly. Back into the Gemara, let's see on the top line. Boy, Yavimi Kenim Lebaize Shata Nichnes Meis, Oishamach Lacher Mau. Adam Eser Dovashe Bishusai, Likishi Yatzer Birishusai, Oiloi. Could a person make an item onto Usher to somebody else when it's already gone out of his Rishus? Omar Rava Toshma, Rava says, let's go back to the sugya on Beza Mer Aleph. On Shivasar B'Tamuz we learned, if a person says to his son that you can't have hana from my possessions, Yerushenu, then the son is able to inherit. But if he says that you cannot have hana from it, whether I'm alive or dead, umeis lo Yerushenu, then the son cannot inherit. Shmamino, we see from here, if a person says it's clear that it's going to be aser even after it exits his rishus, shmamino, the halacha is that can work. We discussed this on Shivasar B'Tamas of why shmita might be different. However, if I'm making an object aser now, which I'm the owner of, even if I'm no longer going to be the owner of it, nevertheless, I can make it aser. Same applies in a different case, emphasis on a different case, where the individual dies. If the individual dies, even though he's no longer the owner, it was yatzer merishusai, nevertheless, the halacha is that the item stays aser. We see from here that an item leaves a person's rishus when he dies. Can't resist the Musar from the Daily Daf, and that is, this has been expressed in poems and Divrei Kodesh and Lahavdil Falfei Avdalos in literature as well, and that is, you don't take it with you when you go. And at the end of the day, everything we have will be Yatzer Merishusenu. The only thing that we're going to take with us are those things that are spiritual that we've created. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasan, we learned in a Mishnah later on, Nun Beis Amad Beis, Koinim Peiris Ha'elu Alai. I am making a neder that these fruits are asar unto me. Koneim Hain Alpi. A different Lashon is that I say that these are asar on through my mouth. Koneim Hain Lepi. Or my mouth is asar to them. Asur, then they're asar, Bechilufeim U'Begiduleim. And not only are they asur, but if they're exchanged. In other words, the Mefarish explains by us that they're exchanged for other fruits, or that their seeds were planted and they grow other products, the offshoots of them are asur as well. The Mefarishim explain in detail where the source of this Mishnah is, which is on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, the reason for these halachas. That's what we learned over there. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Omer, Koinim Peres Eilu, Al Ploini, Mahu, Bichilu Feihen. Says Rami Bar Chama, so now I'm going to ask a Shaila, Avimi has started asking these Shailas, so Rami Bar Chama has a similar type of Shaila on that Mishnah, Tendaf ahead of us, on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. And that is, I make my peros aser through a konim for Shimon. Shimon cannot have those peros. What if I trade those peros? What if I do chalipin? I exchange the apples that I had said was aser to Shimon for oranges. Mi amrinan, continues the Gemara, four lines on the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, gabe delay. Do we say vis-a-vis that individual? Ha'ol v'adam oiser peros chaveroi al atzmoi.
Just like the halacha is that a person can make osir onto himself, like we see in the Mishnah Nun Zayin, not only those fruits, but even chilufeyem, not only those apples, even if they're trade for oranges. And not only those apples, even their seeds that produce other apple trees, despite the fact, as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's a davar shel abayeilam. The new fruits don't exist. The oranges don't belong to him. Nevertheless, back into the Gemara, Hoyel v'adam oise peres, chaver l'atzmai, adam oise davar shel abayeilam, al'atzmai. Just like the halachi is that he could prohibit those fruits onto himself, he could even prohibit the davar shel abayeilam, gabe chavero. But when it comes to his friend, Hova ein adam oiser peres chavera chavera. I cannot make, as we delineated previously, Yosef's fruits usher onto Shimon. I could only make Chaim's fruits usher onto Shimon. So then, so too, ein adam oiser davar shloi b'loy l'mal chavera. So not only can't I usher Shimon's fruits, but even on my fruits, the chilufeyan, which are a davar shloi b'loy l'mal, and the giduleyan, which are a davar shloi b'loy l'mal, in such a case, I can't make as a nether. Continues the Gemara on Tamid Beis, Eidil Ma'or, we will say, mishum de chilufin ki gidulin dami. When it comes to the chilufin, the exchanges, so then we could look at it in the following way. It becomes a chakira, it seems, in our Gemara, of how to look at chilufin. Is it like gidulim, which the Rosh explains in Dibur HaMaschil Oy, that the Gemara took as a Dover Pashut, that the gidulim are for sure going to be Aser. It was Pashut to Rami Bar Chama, that it will be Aser to have Hana from the gidulim. That is interesting, Svar, why? But presumably because it's an extension of the original Iser. And therefore, it's Dover Pashut that it would be that way. So therefore, the Gemara says like this, on the top of Mem Zayin Amin Alf, Mishum Dechilufin Ki Gidulim Dami, just like it's a Dabar Pashut that what grows out of those apples is going to be Aser, so too the exchange that you make for those apples will be Aser. Lo Shna Hu V'lo Shna Chavero. It'll be Aser to his friend, the products of that apple, so too the Chilufin as well. There's no difference from the fact that the Chilufin is Aser to me. It will be usher as well, that I have the ability to make it usher to my friend, and it's not considered as if I'm making someone else's fruits usher. That was Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. Amar Ravacha Bar Ben Yumi Tashma, Ravacha Bar Ben Yumi says, come in here, I'll bring you a raya. Hoy merli ishtay kenim sh'ani nen aleich. If a man says to his wife, you can't have any hana from me, and I'm making a neder on it. Lava, if the woman had borrowed money, ubale chovin bo'in v'nifron, and then the creditors come. So Leah borrowed money from Shimon, and the creditors come and they collect from the husband. Then that's okay. My time of bale chov nifron. How could it possibly that the bale chov could come collect from the husband's assets? At the end of the day, the husband said that the wife cannot have anah from it. Lav mishum dechilufin, lav ki gidulin dami. It must be that we're assuming that chilufin is not like gidulin. It would be a davar pashut that the woman, not only would she not allow to be able to derive benefit from her husband's apples, but even the seeds of the apples that plant new apples will be usher as well. What about chilufin? What about the apples that he exchanges for oranges? So, here the Gemara assumes that chilufin is a parallel to the case of Balchov. The woman borrowed $100 from Yosef. Then Yosef comes and collects another $100 from the husband. In such a case, that is a form of chilufin. One set of $100 for another $100. Or, if you will, she borrowed 100 apples, and then he collects, Yosef collects, another 100 apples. That's a chilufin as well. That's an exchange. Must be, says the Gemara, Mishum de chilufin lav ki gidulin dami. So what do we see? We see that the halacha is going to be that chilufin is not like gidulin. And therefore, coming back to Rami Bar Chama's Shiloh, if a person makes his objects usur on to somebody else, that is going to be only the objects themselves. However, the chilufim are not berushuso. Vaharaya, a husband's neder, which prohibited his wife, does not include the chilufim, only includes the gidulim. Amar Rava Dilma lechatchilahu delo. V'i'ovad ovid, says Rava, maybe it could very well be that chilufin, we are machmir lechatchila, and therefore we will tell the person in which was subject to the neder, not only is the gidulin asr to you, the chilufin is also asr to you, but b'di'evad, in a case of the woman's creditors, if they collect it, then it would be considered a valid collection. Ella, says the Gemara, I have another proof in regards to our shayla, whether chilufin is like gidulin. Tashma, hamikadesh ba'arla. This is a Mishnah in Kedushin. Arla, the Torah Kedosha tells us, is asr baharna, the fruits that one cannot eat in the first 3 years. Doesn't work as a valid Kedushin. Machron, what happens if a person sold it? You're not supposed to do that. But what happens if a person did? V'kidesh b'dmeim, and then he does kedushin with the money. Hareza mekudeshes. We see that the kedushin is valid. So we see chilufin is not considered the same thing as the items themselves. And this is a beautiful parallel, because the halacha is that one cannot be mekadesh with the surei hana, and that's why one cannot be mekadesh with the arla. But the chilufin is not in the same category as the arla itself, and the kedushin would be valid. Says the Gemara, hachanami lichatchilahu delo. What the Mishnah says is that b'di'eved the kedushin would be chal, but lichatchila we consider the chilufin like the item itself. However, in Hilchos Kedushin, the Avad Avad. If he did that Kedushin, then the Kedushin would be valid. However, Midrabanan, it seems, that we consider Lechatchila, the Chilufin, like the Chilufin, like the original item itself. And therefore, in Rami Bar Chami's Shaila, we would say that not only can you make onto your friend an Isser of your Peros, but Lechatchila, he would not be able to derive benefit from the chilufin as well. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the next Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Zayin on the Beis. Hareini Olecha Cherem. What if a person makes a vow through the Lashon of Cherem? The expression of Cherem, the Gemara will tell us, is common up north here in Eretz Yisrael, once upon a time, 2,000 years ago. And that is, it was a way of saying that an item is going to be asr like hegdish. So then, the halacha is amudar asr, that if the madir says that, then it's going to be asr to the mudar. So if I say that I am onto you like a cherem, so then in such a case, the mudar, you, are going to be asr to me, to be nene from me, as if it's hegdish. Hareat alai cherem. If I say, you are onto me like a cherem, then hanoider aser, then the one who made the neder is going to be aser. Hareini olechav at alai. If I say that you are aser to me like a cherem, and I am aser to you like a cherem, shneim asurim. Then in such a case, the halacha is that both of them are aser onto each other. However, the Mishnah adds, there's one exception. Ushneim mutarim bedover shel oile bavel. Both of them are going to be mutar to be nene from the oile bavel. Continues the Mishnah on to Amud Beis. Vasurim bedover shel oisa ha'ir. But they're going to be usur on those items from the city. What are we referring to when we say oile bavel? This is appropriate for us to learn during the Bein Amitzarim. What we're talking about over here are those things that belong to all of Klal Yisrael as connected to the Kedusha of those who had gone up from Bavel and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, as we'll explain shortly, both of these individuals are allowed to have Hana from those areas of the Olei Bavel. That is the Harabayis, the Azara, that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. V'habar shebem tzaderech. And also, as described in Erevin, there were wells that everybody used to drink from when they were Ole Rega. So in such a case, we are allowed, Reuven and Shimon, who had a neder that prohibited their items onto each other, as described earlier in the Mishnah, through the process of Cherem, they are still allowed to derive benefit from these items of public property which come along with the Ole Bavel, and that includes the Beis HaMikdash and the wells. The reason why they're allowed to derive benefit from that is because they're not considered shutafim on those entities. That's an interesting question of how to formulate those things that belong to all of Klal Yisrael that are connected to the Ole Bavel. However you formulate it, it's going to be mutter. We said, though, the Oso Eir are going to be Aser. Vezeu Dover Shel Oso Eir, but the things that you and I own, the way Rav Shechter used to explain it, and we'll see in the Gemaras how this fits in, that you and I own the items of the municipality because we pay taxes, on that we're a Shutev. Kugon HaRechava VaMerchatz UBeis HaKnesses VaTeva VaSvarim. So then in such a case, all of those things, since we are shutfim, then since I am a part owner on the street and the bathhouse, and you're a part owner on the street and the bathhouse, so then in such a case, we are not going to be able to derive benefit from it. Now, street probably doesn't mean that you can't walk through the street, but rather it's referring to the shvok in Shebi'ir, that the marketplace in the city, you and I, cannot set up stalls to sell our items and derive any type of hana from there. The Gemara will go on to explain a little bit more the exact nature of the bailus of Ole Bavel versus the ear, and these are yesodos in terms of how to look at a person's relationship with general society and public property. And of course, that conversation is a basic conversation in terms of municipality and taxes and so on. But of course, Klal Yisrael has something else that's above and beyond that. Not only that, which is legitimate, but as well as the Ole Bavel and the Kedusha component, which we are not Shutfimar in, but we have a special relationship to. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Nedarim.